Sacha Baron Cohen sparked a controversy when he called the social networks the biggest propaganda machines in history.
All this hate and violence is being facilitated by a handful of internet companies that amount to the greatest propaganda machine in history.
He was especially critical of Facebook. Devon Andrade, Seneca's college social media expert, believes some regulations should be applied on social media. Andrade says that the owners of the internet companies should be held to a certain standard to make sure that false and hateful information is not being published and shared so easily. Many students at Seneca have witnessed online bullying, shaming, or hate speech on social media, like the television student Grace Wong.
I felt very angry. I felt sad, like I was about to cry. I was like, why are people like this? Why are people like being rude and posting all these rude things online to people?
Grace Wong asked for support from her family, and thanks to this support, she was able to overcome the abuse. Wang thinks other people that had suffered from bullying on social media should call for help as well. However, Andrade points out the complicity of applying regulations online.
I think the trouble comes down to the fact that social media and the internet is obviously worldwide, right? It goes everywhere. So how do you regulate something that might start here in Toronto, but it reaches everywhere, right? So maybe you violated regulations in Toronto, but if it's gone so far out of Toronto, how do you still regulate that?
Andrade calls for the management of every social network to vet adverts like political ones and reject them if they don't meet certain standards, even though it means losing money. Cohen's speech is still provoking numerous responses and ongoing discussions on social media.